There is a tendency, when there is a great deal going on in the world, to move your energy out to take it all in. And as it turns out, because of the nature of what is going on in the world, taking your energy out is not the best idea. And here again, we are learning to make the loving distinction for ourselves. So, do you contribute to something you believe in? Of course you do. Do you support something that you think is worth supporting? Of course. But then your energy must be drawn back in. And that is the part that you were not taught to do. Certainly you were taught to go out and take care of everything, but then there is that place where you learn to draw back into yourself. And that, by the way, is not a selfish thing. That means that you are refilling the pitcher so that when you serve the next day, you have something to serve with. And it is when you see it in that way, it becomes very clear how necessary it is to draw back in. It is very necessary to draw back in, because that is when the universe will refill you. And that is what keeps you healthy, and that is what keeps you full and able to continue on your own path, even if there is chaos all around you, which of course at this particular time there is. But if you know the rightness of pulling in, the joy of pulling in and asking yourself, not how is all of that, but how are you? What is it that would be good for you in this day? What would bring you joy? What is the thing that you would like to do that is most expressive of who you truly are? These are the questions that pull us back into center and that make us use our energy in the best possible way. Now, what the problem with that, of course, is what you believe. And again, we do not do any of this perfectly, you understand. We will all have days when we overdo and overgive, but there must be days when we really honor that pulling back into center so that the universe can fill us again, so that we can go out into the world again. And that thing, to learn to be as comfortable coming in as you are going out, there is a spiritual feat, and we hope that is one that you can all accomplish, because that is so very good for you. And the more the storm, the more we want to pull in to the center. Now, here is an interesting thing, and that is, we all do this differently. Which is to say, we do not all choose the same thing to pull in and to fill up. And one of the things that is delightful to know is to have a filling list that you have. Either you write it down or you hold it inside of yourself. And the filling list starts from the very small up to the more substantial. So, for instance, if on the small end of it, it was bringing flowers into the house, that, you see, is a filling, but it does not seem to be a very large one, but it does not matter. It only matters that it is moving the energy in the correct direction. And so then if you moved up from there, it might be doing an exercise, taking a walk, talking to a friend. And then if you move up from there, it might be something that you do, and here's a beautiful one, where you are serving, but what you are serving also serves you. That is another filling way to do it. And, of course, we suppose we could move on up to the European vacation, but that is not as likely to occur as often as the other things on the filling list. But what a beautiful thing it is when you have that moment where you also have a response, something that you have felt out, something that you have made a note of, whether it might be listening to your favorite music, even if it's for a few minutes. There are so many things, but it is very helpful to have it ordered. So sometimes when you know it is time to fill, you feel baffled. It is like, but I do not know what to do here. And this will help you, because if you have that list and it goes from small to larger, then when it is time to fill, you will know what to choose. And in that choosing, you will begin to empower yourself around filling. You will not be waiting for something outside of you to do that. So this is a good thing to take with you in these times, your own list. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace come around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Now feel a warm rain falling, and let that warm rain wash away the week, wash away anything that might have troubled you or upset you. Let the rain remove it from your field and let it go. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up into your body and cleanse the root, the center where you create. And feel your own energy create a stable system in the root that will walk with you through the week and make you aware of the importance of creating in your own energy. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away the shame and the judgment. And make a place so that you can trust that what comes into your life can be purified in a natural way and washed away when you no longer need it. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the emotions that might have caught there, emotions that make you doubt yourself, emotions that make you feel responsible for things that are not yours, let all of those emotions leave your body and lighten you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the heart center. And see the garden that is in your heart. And let the rain fall where your heart needs the rain. And the sun warm your garden where it needs to be warmed. And feel your garden grow. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that is unsupportive or critical of you or the world around you. Feel it washed out of that communication center so that there is room to speak loving kindness to yourself and to others. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy clean the third eye so that your intuition, that your natural knowing is clear and is without fear. So you can see and know, but not be afraid. Let a cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And feel the crown open. And the cleansing energy wash it, so that there is nothing that blocks you being able to receive what is best for you, what is for your highest good. And as the crown opens, feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour its light into your body. And as it does so, know that you have the right to receive, the right to know. Feel the golden light fill you with that right, the right to speak, the right to grow your heart center into the beautiful thing it was intended to be, the right to feel and release. Let the gold flow down through those centers. The right to purify without judgment. Feel the golden light flow into the second center. The right to create. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Now allow the warmth of that golden light to spread through your thoughts, to spread into your throat and down your spine. Let the golden light flow over your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands. Let the golden light flow down through your spine and trunk, down through your legs and your feet, until you are golden and you know that you are golden. Feel the golden light move past your body to make a field outside of your body, a field that allows you to draw to yourself all that is good and joyful, loving and abundant. Expect all of those things. Now move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a pond of silver water in your heart center. And look into that silver water and see the beauty of your own reflection. Now reach into the water and find that in the water your gift will rise up to meet you. Resting the mind, know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.